Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Monday night. We've got a dual Monday night football showdown going on. Now, I wish I could say that it was good football, but it's football nonetheless. But let's not bury the lead, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. The news that just came across the wire. I'm dating myself when I say that, but whether it's the Twitter, whether it's TikTok, however you consume your news, maybe an Apple notification came across, but your World Series winning manager, Bruce Bochy, is not returning in 2026 to be the Rangers manager.
It's a tough pill to swallow because...
Are we really that surprised, though?
I didn't say surprise. It's just a tough pill to swallow just because...
To your point, it is.
There was just a sense of a standard and a minimum of what this team was... You never felt like the bottom was going to fall out with this team. They may not...
Not with Boach, right?
They might not live up to the ceiling, and I'm sure people will text in about that. They didn't go back to the playoffs two out of those years, and I get that, and we can discuss that throughout the show and throughout the next coming weeks, but there was just a sense of professionalism and a standard kind of when Boach was there. At least that's how I felt from the outside looking in, and it's sad to see him go. It's a legend. I don't know if he's going to continue coaching somewhere else, but the reports seem as if, this is Blake completely speculating, maybe heading towards the end of his coaching days. And probably there was at the end of the contract with the Rangers. They offered him an upper management role. Do we have a confirm or deny whether he accepted or denied at least the upper management role in any capacity?
No, I mean, I think he still has to decide what he's going to do. But I mean,
okay. But he just won't be the manager.
He will not be the manager in 2024.
877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel injury turn text line. How are you taking in this news? Are you sad? Happy? Are you thinking of his replacements already? I'm efforting to get us an MLB guest on.
I think we all pretty much agree it's going to be Skip Shoemaker.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that was kind of always, I mean, when they brought him in a year ago, that was kind of he was the manager in waiting, right? I mean, hell, I want to say he won a NL manager, was highly regarded with the Miami Marlins, which, you know, that's kind of the Clippers of baseball over there, even though they did win some championships back in the day, unlike the Clippers. But, you know, it's just, it's Miami, right? So it's one of them situations where, you know, and I don't know, I'm not going to pretend like I know what kind of baseball town Miami is, but it just seems like they're kind of just off doing their own thing down there. Plus, they had that horrendous-looking center field, whatever that was, contraption, water slide or whatever that was there. But look,
People saying, I quit the Rangers without Bruce. I want to know, is this person alone? 877-881-1053.
I mean, I guess the 877, to your point, 877-881-1053, I mean, I think I would have been more surprised had he come back. And now, again, he's been offered a position in the front office, an advisory role. So, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. But here's the other thing. So Boach, in his three seasons, all right, his first year – at the helm. I think we all know what went down that year. 90-72, second in the AL West, and went on to win a World Series. Brought the Rangers their only World Series title. Now, next year, injuries plagued this team. Wasn't quite the same year as before. The pitching was a little bit better. The batting couldn't get out of its own way. They finished third in the AL West. They go 78-64, right? So they finished six games below 500. This year, after the close loss yesterday, they finished exactly 81-81 on the season, which, you know, you and I have talked about this through the course of the weekend, and really, I don't think, I mean, this was a 500 baseball team. And so in 3 years as Rangers manager, 486 games, he went 249-237. All right, so 12 games above 500 is what he'll be remembered for. Well, let's put it this way. That's the number on the regular season ledger, but he will forever be the guy that brought the Rangers a World Series.
I agree. We got this text from the 972. Thanks for the ring, Bochy. It was time to part ways and get younger. It was a hard time watching him rumble to the mound, but he will always be my GOAT for bringing us a ring.
Okay, I'm going to slightly push back on that. I mean, yeah, he's got a little hip, got a bad hip or whatever it was, but I'll put it like this. So you and I, when we would do shows, whether, especially on Saturdays, and then when we would do the occasional one-hour show during the week, and then we would listen to listen to the Bruce Bochy show, which was basically just Eric Nadel doing his weekly, or daily hit with Bruce Bochy. I never once listened to Bruce Bochy and thought to myself, oh, the game's passed him by. Okay. I never once, yes. Now, are there times this year where you questioned some pitching decisions? Were there times this year where maybe you questioned some lineup decisions? Absolutely. And is he an old school guy that's going to ride out with certain people? I know I saw one tweet that said, you kept, strolling Adolis out there. But at the same time, too, for everybody that wants to, it's time to get younger. I mean, is it his fault that guys couldn't hit? Is it Bruce Bochy's fault that Jonah Heim couldn't hit, that Josh Young couldn't hit, that Jock Peterson couldn't hit? I mean, that Semien was batting 173, that Adolis Garcia was, not good outside of Houston and the occasional Texas homestand?
Chris Young set him up for failure from the 214 this year for sure. I'm okay with last season. The no closer thing is unforgivable, not on Boch.
No, it's not. It's not on Boch at all. And Fields with a touchdown. I thought, considering how poorly this team played at times, where you had the pitching was outstanding, the defense was outstanding, and you had the offense that couldn't get out of its own way sometimes, I thought Boch did as well of a job as he could. Yeah. Considering the circumstances.
Yeah, I'm not here to slander Boch. Like I said, brought you your one and only championship. And did Corey Seager and Marcus Semien have phenomenal years, MVP years? They finished second and third that year, and you had Evan Carter and a bunch of young guys step up for you. And it's not like, I know this team has a high payroll, but it's not, I think you still had to have a good manager and Bruce Bochy pull it all together. And I think he did that last year and this year and tried, the best he could with what he was working with. And we've all critiqued the roster left and right and have our problems with it. And I agree that this was probably the best case scenario. Like, based on how the season went, there wasn't any bad blood. Boch's contract is up for any of you guys who are just tuning in. His contract was up. He didn't get fired. He didn't get, there was no, there's no bad blood.
Yeah, no, they just didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's still, it was mutual.
And there's still talks about maybe him being in a, elevated role, is something in the front office. Maybe him and Skip. Is it Shoemaker? Is that the correct way to say it? Making sure I'm saying his name right. Shoemaker?
We'll go with Shoemaker.
Shoemaker. It's a great last name. We'll swap roles, or maybe just Shoemaker will step into that managerial role. If you have a different person you would like to coach and manage your Texas Rangers, text it in. We'll make sure to give it a shout. 877-811-1053. If you're just tuning in, Bruce Bochy will no longer be the manager of your Texas Rangers. In other news, the Dallas Mavericks had Mavs Media Day today. We got to see some of the players for the first time. We saw Cooper Flagg out there, the young rook from Maine, number one overall draft pick. We saw Anthony Davis, who will be wearing protective eyewear for the rest of his career. One of his eyes, his right eye, was a little swollen, was red. We saw it in person. He said it was from the eye drops and just like redness, not from anything with the surgery, with the retina surgery he got over the summer. But Mark Stein giving us the bombshell that he will wear protective eyewear the rest of his career. So he'll be kind of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar-ish, or magic-ish. So that'll be interesting to watch. We saw Derek Lively, who is now standing at 7'3", according to him and Cooper Flagg. And for me and Fred being right in front of him, dapping him up a couple times, talking to him, I can confirm that he does look a little bit taller than he did the previous season. We saw Kyrie Irving.
We did.
Who was in great spirits, great health.
Moving looks around. Good. Looks good
you,
moving around.
If someone didn't tell you, you wouldn't be like, oh, this guy just blew out his knee not too long ago.
Wouldn't have no idea.
This guy was moving around, jumping around, giving inspirational quotes, doing dribble packages. Now, I'm not saying he was dunking on people.
No.
But he was moving around fine. There was no limp. There was no nothing. He looked good. No. We saw a bunch
of... Now, granted, he was just walking.
He was just walking. We saw a bunch of new faces out there. Dennis Smith Jr. Who's another kid? Caleb's not a new face.
The Lester Earl kid.
Lester, James Robinson Earl. Well, who's Lester?
Lester's dad.
You and dads, man.
Yeah, because that's my...
You and Broadus. Yeah. Y'all just be naming dads.
Yeah, no, Lester Earl's his dad. He played at KU in the late 90s.
Fun fact of the day.
Just so you guys know...
D'Angelo Russell, another new face.
Yeah, who we didn't get a chance to talk to him. But yeah. No, that's how I got under a couple guys' skin today. Was clowning their basketball teams.
Yes. So me and Fred were at Mavs Media Day. We had our little room. Shout out to Tim Collins and Alan. We got interviews for you guys. We'll be playing some of them tonight. Yeah. So I'll read off some of the ones we got. We got Dennis Smith Jr., who was the 9th overall pick for the Mavericks back in 2017, has spent some time overseas, other teams. He's back with the Mavs tentatively, kind of on a training camp.
Well, I mean, he's back with them now. I mean, ain't no tentatively to it. Now, whether he stays with the Mavs.
Yeah. But I'm saying he's not on the official roster. He's not on the 15.
There's, no.
He's on the training camp roster, so he'll have to fight for a spot. We talked to Brandon Williams and Jaden Hardy, who might be the guys that he's fighting for a spot with. So we talked to all those three guards. We also talked to PJ Washington.
Yeah, we did.
Cracked a baby mama joke. Fred did. We talked to Daniel Gafford.
Which he appreciated, by the way.
He did.
He loved it. I thought we broke the ice.
We talked to Daniel Gafford. We love Gaff.
Gaff is a...
We did what, 10 minutes with Gaff?
We did 10 minutes with Gaff, and we probably could have done another 10 minutes, but he had to go. But we chopped it up with him. Chopped it up with, and like I said, you talked to B-Will. I was efforting to get water.
So, yeah. So, the only interview we don't have video of is Brandon Williams. That was the first one. I got B-Will, and I started chatting with him, and I'm thinking, the back of my head, Fred's going to walk in his door at any time and start recording. And then the interview ends. I go, Fred, where were you? This guy is at the water machine, leaned over, just dying. We also, for you guys, we did get Cooper Flagg audio. So I know you guys probably heard the press conference. Standard NBA questions. How does it feel to be a rookie? First Mavs Media Day. What's it like playing with Kyrie? How are you going to follow in Luka's footsteps? You guys heard that at the press conference. You want to know the real Cooper, what his favorite movies are, what his routines are, what his favorite albums are, all that good stuff.
And how, and you know I had to ask the question, you know, and I'm curious because, and you and I will talk about it because we haven't had a chance to really talk about it because I was half out of it for part of today. I had to ask the question, what's it like being the most hyped up American white boy since Larry Bird?
Hey, you asked it like three times. I was a little scared because you were saying it and I just saw Brandon peeking in the door. Yeah, I said, oh, don't yank him for this. Don't yank him.
Because
that was probably the only player that we had a PR person, shout out to Brandon Barkley, who was kind of like peering in, like, what's being asked? The rest of the guys, they got on their phones. They're like, all right.
Didn't care. Weren't concerned about it. But, you know what?
They had tight eyes on Cooper Flagg and what questions were and were not being asked. So we'll give you that audio tomorrow. Don't know what time yet. Probably we'll let you know before we get off the air today. But tomorrow you'll get the Cooper Flagg one-on-one, or I guess two-on-one, me and Fred conducted. We'll give you PJ Washington and Gafford tomorrow. We'll give you Brandon Williams, Dennis Smith Jr., and who else?
Jaden Hardy today. And then we've also got some Cowboy media as well.
Oh, yeah. You were in the Cowboys locker room last night.
Let's not forget about that. I mean, you know, again, it's been a busy day for all teams. I mean, it's been a busy day in the DFW. Now, obviously, the Bruce Bochy news hit right before we came on the air. So that's, had a scrambling as to our show is concerned. But... Yeah.
This Cooper Flagg audio. Somebody said Cooper Flagg audio will put you to sleep. He was giggling with us.
No. We got him. Look, y'all hear it, okay? Because again, it's very the your typical what's it like. And I did ask him, I said, you know, how surreal, or, you know, I mean, I go, look, man, you could have been with any other team and you're with the Dallas Mavericks, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. We all know what the deal is. And no, he talked about how it was surreal. And then you asked him about the TED Talk and what was in his. And the thing is, and you'll find this out, and this is what makes Blake and I's dynamic work so well, is Blake asks the offbeat, off-color, everyday questions, mm-hmm. right? What kind of music are, you know, what are your three albums? What's in your pantry? And then Fred hits him up with the.
All of a sudden, they let their guard down, Fred.
Oh, as soon as they, you know, as soon as they think, hey, Fred's going to give him another layup, no. You sucked last year. What's kind of the vibe going into this season? You weren't very good last year. And you know, the funny thing was when Jaden Hardy, he thought about it for a second. Of all the people that we talked to, because like I said, I missed the Brandon Williams interview. And so then we talked about, and of course we had a great conversation with Dennis Smith, who I hope does make the roster.
I hope so too.
I hope he does, because I mean, we had opportunities to interview Caleb Martin and we chose not to. Okay, let's be real. We had several opportunities to interview Caleb Martin, who would have done an interview with us. No lie.
Walked by a couple of times.
I walked by him several times and just opted not to. Okay, and that's just because that's how we roll. But yeah.
We're rolling with Dennis Smith.
You know, Blake asked the, you know, Blake gives him with the everyday, let's have some fun, because he's the same age as most of these guys. And then I hit him with the, you know, hard-hitting basketball question.
And a little college basketball.
And that's the other thing, too, is the one thing we
need. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Noticed is that all these guys will respond to basketball. Like me and PJ Washington, we're talking legit bleep to each other about college basketball.
Well, we will keep the Bochy news continuing for you guys at 8:40. The clips that we were just talking about, you will hear that audio directly in your ears. What are we getting next from the Cowboys locker room, Fred?
Let's get into a little Dante Fowler, and I was the only person able to coerce Jadeveon Clowney into talking for just a, you know, couple minutes. You know, very interesting responses from both Fowler and Clowney. Why? Because these are two dudes that have spent 8, 9, 10 years in the NFL and were asked specifically. Because I'm going to tell you what, it was a tale of two locker rooms. Offense, hey, these guys are ready to talk about anything. Defense, yeah, putting a phone in somebody's face and saying, hey, you guys just gave up 40 points and this defense got schooled again. What does Dante Fowler say, and why can't anybody get to the quarterback? We asked Dante Fowler that your text messages and more. This is Fan After Dark.
This next segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I appreciate that dial-on. Let's go out to the DM Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program, Jared Sandler. And Jared, obviously the big news tonight after the 81-81 finish yesterday, Bochy and the team mutually agreeing to him not coming back. However, a position has been offered in the front office in a senior advisory role. A, are you surprised by this? B, where are we at? And kind of is the, you know, the alleged Skip Schumacher is kind of the manager in waiting. Is that or is that just not a question of if but when?
So as far as Skip, it would make sense. First of all, I understand why, you know, that's, the prevailing thought right now is that, you know, he's the next guy. And I think that would make a lot of sense. The Rangers have him within, the organization. He left the Marlins, kind of on his own volition, but had a pretty impressive 2-year run there. But I think, as Chris Young said, he's going to be a candidate. I'd imagine they would at least have conversations to see what's out there and go from there. If it's Skip or someone else, it seems like they're going to have a good candidate or two to choose from. I'd imagine that Skip would be, the Vegas favorite for this sort of thing, but we'll see what direction they want to go. And then as far as, the fact that it ended up in this spot, I think towards the end of the year, this sort of an ending seemed more plausible or possible, especially, I think the key word here is mutual, and that's not just some company line. I wouldn't be surprised if the conversation was just reading between the lines of what Chris Young said to Boch, hey, Boch, we as an organization, we're going to, take the payroll down just a little bit, and we can't promise that we're going to put forth the type of roster that would make sense for him to lead the charge of, right? And so, I think that became a definite possibility, and obviously that's the route that, they've ended up going. Obviously, we're not behind the curtain, so to speak. And we don't know exactly, every part of that conversation. But I know that, the organization had a ton of love and respect for Bruce Bochy. And I didn't get the sense that he was dead man walking and people didn't want him around. It wasn't that sort of thing. I think it's just a matter of, is he the right guy for where the Rangers are and the type of roster that they might put together here in 2026?
Jared, tell me if you are also connecting these dots. I was doing some digging online when the news broke. The San Francisco Giants just fired their manager, Bob Melvin, a couple hours ago. After 4 straight years of them not making the playoffs, they don't make it again this year. Do we see any connection over there with maybe him going back to San Francisco? Just coincidence, kind of your thoughts on if Boch is going to continue being a manager in baseball, or if maybe this is the end of him coaching.
Yeah, I get the sense that he still wants to manage. Is San Francisco the right fit? I don't know. You're right. It's easy to connect those dots. He's beloved there. He's a legend there. He always will be a legend there. And the guy running the show is Buster Posey, who helped anchor those teams that won 3 World Series titles in 5 years under Bruce Bochy. They have an incredibly close relationship. So I have no doubt that Buster Posey would at least give Bruce Bochy a call and try and understand the fit. Now, we say this about movies a lot, and it can be applied to sports. The sequel isn't always as good as the original, mm-hmm. but sometimes the sequel is better or it's as good. But I think, is San Francisco trying to recapture the past, or are they moving in a direction in which this is the guy they truly believe is who's best for them? you know, they just had a veteran, you know, well-accomplished manager in Bob Melvin, and obviously wanted to go in a different direction, and not because it was just a total dumpster fire there necessarily, but, you know, Buster Posey wants his guy. And is that Bruce Bochy? Is that someone else? I think it's totally understandable to think that Boch is going to San Francisco. But Buster Posey, you know, seems like a guy who would at least want to consider his options. And again, I think the question is, you know, for a guy like Bruce Bochy, is he the right fit for that team? And, you know, I think that, you know, because he's not a young up and coming manager or a younger manager, you know, I think he, you know, he needs to go to a situation that is ready to win now. And that's not to say the Rangers aren't going to be competitive next year, but maybe the type of roster didn't make sense. But, you know, I think that's the, you know, the kind of the burden for San Francisco in determining whether or not Bruce Bochy is the right guy.
Jared Sandler joining us here talking Bruce Bochy not returning in 2026. And so here's a question I've got, Jared. I mean, look, he'll forever be remembered here in Texas and beloved for, you know, bringing the first ever World Series to this organization, and rightfully so. But when you look at the last 2 years, you know, just from a baseball perspective, you know, what how do we view Bochy from the last 2 years through that lens?
You know, at the end of the day, the games, the wins, the losses, they go on his record. But and not everyone is going to agree with every single lineup decision or in-game decision, be it, you know, a pinch running, pinch hitting, or, you know, pitching decision. But I think it'd be tough to take the last 2 years and just say, hey, yeah, Bruce Bochy just wasn't fit to steer the ship. You know, when you look at the team's struggles and, you know, for instance, this year, the offensive side of things, you know, Bruce Bochy is not the hitting coach, right? And he, you know, he did change things up. He tried to change things up a bunch. He tried to find the right combinations. He tried to, you know, figure stuff out, and it didn't happen. It didn't work. You know, is that his fault? Is it, you know, the guys in the uniforms who are in the box and, you know, not doing what was expected of them? Is it on them? You know, I the reality is, when you underachieve or when you overachieve, the pie of credit or blame has several pieces. And I think Bruce Bochy would be the first one to tell you, yeah, you know, I certainly don't, you know, I have a piece of that pie, right? But how big is that piece, and what is, you know, what is attributed to that piece? It's tough to know. You know, you look at the attention to detail, and, you know, we remember the moments where the team maybe comes up short in those attention to detail moments. But, you know, the Rangers as a team collectively were outstanding in that part of the game. You know, the best fielding percentage in Major League Baseball history this year. It's tough to know. It's tough to totally, you know, outline, hey, this was his area of impact, and this is where it came up short. I know that he never lost that room. You know, those players loved him. They listened to him. They respected him. It just, you know, that this group that we all thought was fit to make a deep playoff run just didn't quite put it together this year. And, you know, the Rangers obviously now are in a position where they're at a little mini crossroads with, you know, where they are in the organization.
Is this the first step or kind of the precursor to more changes to come for the Texas Rangers? You see Boch being obviously the most integral one of the most integral pieces to you winning your world championship and having all those guys there with you, most of those core still being on the Texas Rangers roster. Do you foresee more changes coming, and Bruce Bochy was kind of that first step?
Well, first of all, I'd say that, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of changes on the coaching staff. Whenever there's a managerial change, I think it only makes sense when you bring in a new manager to give him the opportunity to, you know, be in a position to succeed. And a lot of times, you know, for guys, that might mean at least having some say in bringing in this guy or that guy. The Rangers have had a lot of continuity in their coaching staff, which is awesome. And I think they, again, despite the results this year, you know, I think the coaching staff was an incredibly impressive group. But, you know, when you make a change at the top, you know, there's usually a little bit of a domino and trickle effect. And I know those things aren't necessarily felt as much by fans, although, you know, I think it's fair to ask whether or not Mike Maddox is, you know, kind of tied to Bruce Bochy. Not that they had some deep relationship that preceded their shared time in Texas, but because those two really did work well together, both, you know, veteran, you know, baseball coaches, or, you know, Boch being a manager, and maybe Mike Maddox, you know, doesn't want to work for another voice and have to figure out how to fit in with another voice. You know, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. And what are the Rangers going to do on the hitting side? You know, is Brett Boone coming back? Does he want to come back? You know, what makes sense there? So I think you're going to see a lot of changes in that department. As far as players, yeah, I think you have to. You know, it's been two straight years in which offensively your team didn't perform up to snuff. Maybe a little more disappointing this year than last. But you can't just, you know, bring the same group back. And, you know, the challenge there, guys, is that it's not like you got a lot of position players who are free agents, right? So it's not like there's like a natural changing of the guard. You're going to have to make an effort to make some of those changes, whether it's non-tendering certain players or seeing what's out there in the trade market. I just can't imagine that this front office is going to be okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With bringing the same group back, just because they've had 2 years to try and recapture some sliver of that 2023 magic. And for a lot of these guys, it hasn't been working out that way.
Get you out of here with this. This is now, okay, so this will be what? Manager number two that Chris Young is bringing in under his watch. You've got a interesting roster, as you kind of alluded to here, as far as, you know, and I don't know if he's got a mandate, but I mean, the understanding is that he's going to, you know, cut some payroll this year. How pivotal is this offseason for Chris Young and kind of where this next iteration of this Texas Ranger team goes from, okay, is this going to continue to stay a middling 500 team, or is he going to be able to kickstart this thing into being a, you know, contender again?
Well, I think it's huge because if you are going to make changes, obviously we know there's going to be a managerial change. Again, like I mentioned, there's probably going to be some staff changes. You also have a roster of guys who they're not super duper young. Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom, you know, being the first two who come to mind. As of now, you know, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. Corey, I think, is still in his, you know, physical prime from an age standpoint. You know, when he's healthy, he's still elite. But, you know, Marcus Semien's, you know, kind of probably out of that window, right? So, you know, Chris Young made sure to make it clear moments ago that this is not a rebuild. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, that means that they're going to go all in. You know, it could be a, hey, we're going to take a year where maybe on paper it doesn't have the sex appeal that it's had in the past. But let's, you know, as an aside here, the Guardians, gosh, that is not a roster you think is going to win a division. The Brewers, the Blue Jays, you know, the Rangers on paper could absolutely put together a roster that, you know, is as talented as those and maybe fit together really well, right? But if you're not going to do a total rebuild, and I don't think this team should, you're trying to thread the needle. And that's challenging, right? If you're doing a total rebuild, we just say, hey, anyone of any, you know, kind of value, let's try move for whatever we can get in return. And let's start from the ground up. You know, that first off season where you commit to a rebuild is easy. You know, it's subsequent off seasons when it's tough. Well, when you're trying to maybe reshift or reset, you know, you got to figure out, all right, which pieces are we keeping? Which pieces are we moving? And I think for this team, guys, it's not just about the ability side of it. It's about the fit and the culture side and making sure you got the right guys in the room and making sure that there's, you know, a collection of players who fit together. Mm-hmm. And that's not always easy. That's not easy to, you know, figure out or solve. And that's not something that you can figure out on a computer with this algorithm or this statistical model, right? And I think, you know, trying to cover all your bases, the ability, the roster fit, the baseball fit, the clubhouse fit, I mean, that's not easy to do. And so, you know, that's going to be a challenge for this front office for sure.
Jared, we appreciate your time as always, my man. I know you're going to be busy over the next 48 hours, at the very least, talking all things Bruce Bochy and this Texas Rangers baseball team. Sorry about the tie last night. You know, we'd like to say there's a winner and a loser, but last night there wasn't. And, you know, there's a lot to digest there. So, anyway, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Ellis. Appreciate it.
There you have it, the one, the only, Mr. Jared Sandler. All right, we've got some Cowboys audio, but we'll also recap kind of what's going on. Bruce Bochy out as manager, and at the very it sounds like he's been booted. No, they just decided he is not going to come back. A mutual agreement between the two teams, or excuse me, between the two sides, and kind of recap a couple things that Jared had to say as far as Bruce Bochy and kind of where does this team go next and just how pivotal this offseason looms for your Texas Rangers. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet and Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Appreciate that, Dylon. I think people are asking or wondering, you know, will Brett Boone be back?
Yeah, that was a popular name that was brought in.
Well, I think the question is, though, for him, and I'm sure he'll be on with Choppy and Sean and Bobby this week, especially now. I mean, they definitely got something to talk about now, is
if he gets let go, does he still come on the show every Monday, you think?
I think he's in the same situation. I think he was on a one-year contract. He was on an interim deal anyway, so I'm guessing his contract's already up. And that's the thing about Bochy's. Bochy's deal was up. It was a three-year deal, and they opted not to bring him back, you know, mutually. And so you just wonder, and again, I meant to ask Jared this, but I was trying to get a couple people. I'm working on getting a couple people. My boy, Bitter Mike Babbo from the Picked Off podcast, he's going to join us at 9 o'clock. He's been following Bochy's career. Since back when he was in San Diego, and of course, him being the Giants fan that he is, has some good input on that. You get the sense, is San Francisco a good fit, right? Is it? Are you trying to bring him back for that? I don't know. I mean, look, he's 70 years old.
Can I read a Jeff Wilson tweet we got?
Who's Jeff Wilson?
So Jeff Wilson covers a team for DLLS Sports, covers the Rangers.
Let's get him on the show. Hey, Jeff.
Well, I don't think he's going
to. We're efforting. Well, what do you mean? Well, he's too good for 105 through the fan?
No. You don't even let me answer.
Fight me.
You don't even let me answer. Fight and you're me. Like, what? What? What is it? Huh?
Square up.
Trust me when I say he probably won't come on. This is what he tweeted. Media, and we knew this because Kennedy Landry texted me. They were having a Zoom call.
We've got notes
from the Zoom call. I guess this is what the Zoom call was about.
Yeah.
Media had a Zoom call with Chris Young, who said that the Rangers will not be rebuilding next season. That was a rumor going around.
Oh,
will not be rebuilding next season.
Not rebuilding.
But they will be younger, and there is financial uncertainty.
Mm.
After explaining that to Bochy and not being able to give a clear picture of 2026, they decided to part ways. He goes on to say, the next Rangers manager will have some player development roots, Chris Young said. And Skip Schumacher is a candidate. No decisions have been made on the rest of the coaching staff. And that was the
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Rebuilding, but not spending money. Financial uncertainty, but we are not rebuilding.
We are not rebuilding. I mean, I guess we'll find out.
I want to get Kennedy on because I want to know what the Zoom was like. I wonder, did the Zoom start with? Did they announce the news, then start the Zoom? Or was the news announced in the Zoom to like see why I tell them?
No, I mean, you probably sent the little message out. Yeah, today. Like, hey, we're going to have a Zoom at 7:30, 7 o'clock, something like that to discuss. Because the thing is, and everybody knew, I mean, if you follow this team or if you're a beat writer for this baseball team, I mean, everybody knew that you know, Bochy's contract was up and as to whether or not he was going to be back this year. So, you know, I guess I would push back a little bit on the whole, okay, so you're not rebuilding, but you're not going to spend any more money.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like I'm just reading online right now, so take it with a grain of salt, mid segment. Skip Schumacher, I really hope I'm saying his name right, seems to be on the top five candidates for a lot of teams with managerial roles open.
I think that's why they moved as quickly as they did.
Like, this is not just a, hey, the Rangers, like, we love Brian Schottenheimer. But Brian Schottenheimer, the only people that were trying to recruit him were the Cowboys. He wasn't getting poached from other teams and interviewed by other
teams.
Brian
Schottenheimer hasn't been a candidate in 15 years.
So this is not a Brian Schottenheimer situation for all of you guys that maybe haven't kept up the Rangers. You're going to see a hire from within. I'm looking just online, and a bunch of different newses and a bunch of different reporters from other teams have been saying for months, even in the middle of the summer, we'd love to have Skip Schumacher be our manager. Top five candidate. Well, and even now today.
And that was kind of the feeling when they hired him last year before the season started. I say last year. Before the season started during the offseason that, you know, this had coach in waiting vibes to it when they brought him on as a senior analyst or whatever it was. Let me see. I've got his information here. Our boy soul, Skippy Skip. Skip, who has coached the Miami Marlins for 2 years, right? 146 and 176, took the Marlins to the wild card in 2023 with an 84-78 season. All right.
Talk about the Marlins?
Yeah.
There's another note on him. He had his club option for 2025 removed with the Marlins from his contract before the 2024 season. He was reportedly disappointed with how Kim's tenure ended with the Marlins, especially after how they worked together to reach the playoffs in 2023. So maybe some severed ends.
They talk about Kim...
NG.
NG, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to be careful how I said that.
We'll just say the letters.
We'll just call her Kim N. Kim N.
Kim G. Let's go with Kim G.
Let's just go with Kim G. So no.
Thank you. I was going to say like... Okay. Gavin Spittle has corrected a shoe... Schumacher,
like the race
car. Am I saying it? Look at our text.
I've been saying Schumacher. All right, so Schumacher was hired. Yeah, so he was hired last November, like so about almost not quite a year ago, but about 11 months ago, give or take, 10 and a half, to be the senior advisor to Chris Young. But again, everybody kind of saw that as a potential coach in waiting vibes. And you just wonder, I mean, look, Bochy's been around for a long time. Now, the thing, you know, it almost feels, and again, I don't want to start speculating, but I'm going to go and do it anyway. You just wonder, was there a differing of baseball styles between Bochy and Chris Young when it was all said and done? Because something, I don't know, and maybe we'll find this out in the wash, I don't know, but it just feels like maybe there was, I'm not going to say there was more to it, but it just felt like, you know, the way the roster was constructed and how this thing was handled this past season, that there were some decisions made that maybe Bochy didn't like. Maybe there were some roster decisions that Bochy didn't like. I don't know. We'll never know. But, you know, I don't think it's a question of Bochy doesn't know how to, you know, this isn't Belichick getting let go by the Patriots, right? This isn't Mac Brown getting let go by North Carolina a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, this just feels like, all right, maybe there was some baseball philosophy disagreements, and or, you know, they just didn't see eye to eye towards the end. And it's interesting that they, you know, you mentioned the point about what it was brought up in the Zoom, that they essentially said, look, we're not rebuilding, but we're going to cut payroll, but the guy needs to be able to know how to develop talent. And I guess if you're, and maybe that's the thing about Boach. Maybe Boach doesn't, you know, like, prefers veterans over younger guys.
Yeah, and it's going to have to be a whole different managerial style. And just, like I said, this is the best thing that could happen.
I disagree with that. I don't know that you need a new managerial style.
I think for the new vision that they have going forward with these young players and player development routes, and like I said, Jared said the same thing. Maybe Boach, when they said it, maybe Boach was just like, hey, I don't want to do that as well. Like, I don't think this was, they really wanted Boach to do this and he denied it. Or
maybe
vice versa.
He wants them to do, or maybe he wants some more wholesale changes that are just not going to be able to make. Yeah. Because like he said, there's a lot of guys that, you know, that there's baked in as far as
contracts
are concerned. So, all right, let's 1 hour in the books. Let's keep the Rangers talk going. Again, Bruce Bochy not coming back as the manager in 2026. Bitter Mike Babbo from the Picked Off Podcast is going to join us next, talking all things Bruce Bochy and who are some folks, not named Skip Schumacher, who could be potential candidates for your Texas Rangers. That and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.